producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's all about lifestyle. The choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have tomorrow. And it's true. So the great news is, if you haven't made good choices up to now, you can start making better ones. That's what causes us to begin to thrive. It's about the foods that we eat, the exercise that we get or don't get, the choices we make every single day. Powerful. Let's kick it off and start with Tammy. Hi, Tammy.
I'd like some information about a Baker's cyst. I had one recently, and it was the most painful thing I've ever had in my life. It ruptured.
Yeah, the cysts themselves, they can get down within the joints. Say you get it in the wrist, or you get it behind the knee. There's little places that the cyst can form. A cystic formation comes from in a variety of ways. And there's different theories behind it, but a lot of times, from a natural perspective, a lot of the alternative folks will say that it's the body's inability to break down proteins very well. The cysts begin to form. It can be swelling of the cells themselves. Can be inflammation. A lot of different causes and reasons for that. One of the big keys, too, proteolytic enzymes are very helpful in breaking down the excess protein occur. So that's one key area that you can look at. But the proteolytic enzymes, again, get a health food store. Now, it's mainly coming from bromelain. And the bromelain is found mostly in pineapple. It's one of the best sources for it. Many times, a lot of the supplementation, they just extract that from the pineapple itself, and they turn it into a whole food-based supplement. So those work very, very well. But again, cystic formation, Baker's cyst, you'll find different studies, different kind of thought leaders in this that will tell you there's different reasons for that, and you have to figure that out. So again, when it comes down to it, you have to look at some of the basics. Diet, exercise, of course, they're always saying that's the best. I really believe that. But when it comes down to the chemical level like this, when you're dealing with cyst formation, whether it's any level of cyst, then you have to look at the basic structure, and that's where the cells and the proteins begin to be challenged just a little bit. But that's the area typically from the alternative side that they being a lot of the research in there, can encourage you in that direction. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call. Go to the website, oncallradio.com. If you haven't seen our new app, it's out at the App Store. You just go, of course, download, and you can listen to the show 24/7. Pretty cool. And, of course, all the way up until they do the show live the next day. So it's a great way to go back over and hear the show if you missed something. And there's a little button on there that says Ask Your Question. You can click the button, and it will send and allow to ask questions right there on the spot while you're listening to the show at the app. All right, infertility rates, they're saying now, are declining in U.S. couples, which is great news. Of course, the rise in fertility treatments like in vitro and fertility rates have actually decreased with U.S. women of childbearing age, but a new government report released recently that infertility decreased slightly but significantly from 8.5% of married women to 6% of married women between 82 and 2010. Looked under in another way, nearly 2.4 million women had problems with infertility in 1982 compared with about 1.53 million in 2010. Many people also think that the difficulties getting pregnant are increasing because of the greater rise of fertility treatments in vitro. U.S. Centers for Health Statistics and the CDC said with this, they said, contrary to public opinion, infertility and impaired ability are not in the rise among women of reproductive age in the United States. So infertility and the inability of a woman to conceive after a year, at least a year of unprotected sex with her husband, or a live or live-in partner, rather, describe some of this. There's some overlap between the infertility and impaired issues that they're dealing with, but they're not the same. So, again, a lot of the different treatments out there that they're using and infertility issues have been quite the challenge. There's different theories behind it, too, of course, being hormones and issues that are going on as far as food supply. Also, stress levels can play a big role with fertility. And, of course, you've got xenoestrogens, water supply, the BPAs coming from plastics. There's a lot of different theories. And, of course, you know, zone side effects from some of these. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, has a lot of this listed on their website. If you ever want to go look at a lot of the different chemicals in our food and water supply that can lead towards some of these issues. The good news is it's not getting worse. It actually is getting a little bit better, but that still is quite the issue that a lot of people struggle with. So, again, great news, though, that it is on the decline. Great news for a lot of us, especially ladies that, you know, they're trying to get pregnant. It can be scary and really disheartening for so many. A couple things that you can think about if you are working on getting pregnant. You know, for the guys, one little key that's helpful is zinc. You know, taking zinc every single day really helps build up the sperm count. And, of course, with a lot of the toxins in the environment and stress levels that men are under, if you don't have enough zinc in the body, it can really cut down on those levels, creating quite a challenge when you're looking to get pregnant. And then for women, you know, you have to watch the estrogen, progesterone, but you have to watch that from your food supply. Stay away from a lot of the soy foods, soy products, and maybe get some blood work done to check out your pituitary gland. Make sure that it's producing and doing quite well. So a lot of times, even ladies in their 20s can have low pituitary function, and that can affect some of the output of what's happening chemistry-wise in the body. So a lot of things you can do naturally, and again, the fertility experts can help guide you in that. But those are some basics. Keeping your fats up, 30% of your diet keeps all the hormones where they need to be, and that's your good fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados, fish oils, coconut oils, the omega-3, 6s, and 9s, all that can make a difference. 888-283-7272, that's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health, you can give us a call. And don't forget, if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all the nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, just check out the website. You can find someone that can encourage you, help you, take you by the hand, figure out where your deficiencies are in your body, and really go to that next level with your health and with your life. Powerful tools to be able to do. All right, we got an email that came in. Jeremy in Kentucky wants to know, I was wondering what you suggest to help prevent Ebola. Well, Ebola is a big hot topic for sure going on right now, finding another infected U.S. worker at a hospital in Dallas. And so people are starting to get concerned, and, you know, rightfully so. But again, here's a couple of tips to remember, and this is mostly from the CDC and their concern or their postings about it. But, you know, one, you don't have to worry too much about it if you're not in contact with the person. There's an incubation period of about 21 days that we know about, 21 to 30 days. So you have to be cognizant of that. But if you're not in contact with the person, not too much to worry about. And for as far as being on the preventative side, just focus on keeping your immune system as strong as possible. I think that's been noted by pretty much all the statistics and the groups and the warnings, is to do everything to keep your immune system as strong as possible, eating healthy, exercise, antioxidants, vitamin C, vitamin E, all those sorts of things can help build and strengthen the immune system, and avoiding contact as much as possible, of course, is your greatest weapon. But, you know, you don't want to get into the fear game by any means. Just be smart about it and be informed. That's the key.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Life lines are open now. 888-283-7272. Or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. Don't ever lose your hope in the fact that you can change. Literally, you can go to the next level with your health and with your life. So no matter what anybody's told you, you can change. You can go to the next level. That's what it's all about. We're talking about depression. And a lot of people get in the down and out, and they get the blues, and it becomes a real struggle. And I'll tell you, it's everybody goes right to the medications, and the doctors, I mean, that's what doctors do. I mean, they give you the medication because they got 10 minutes in the room with you, no fault of theirs. It's the way everything's kind of set up with the insurance companies and all, on where they can make a living. And they don't have time to go with you for an hour and create some whole lifestyle change. And so the medications are kind of standard of care, and you know, hope for the best, and let's see if it works. But you've got to look at the different types of things going on, and one of the big ones with brain chemistry and depression, it has to do with serotonin levels, and the serotonin levels are a big one, and that's what you want to make sure you focus on. So remember, serotonin is a brain chemical that you've got to make sure that you've got enough of it. It's produced with the pineal gland intact and melatonin. So it's in a pathway that if certain mechanisms have to be working in the brain. Well, we know nutritionally there's certain foods that can raise serotonin levels. Turkey is one of them, and it produces what's called 5-hydroxytryptophan. And the 5-HTP, of course, then works into melatonin, helps to produce serotonin, and there's a whole pathway involved in that. However, a lot of people get the pathway to make serotonin becomes a little bit off, if you will. That's a good way to say it. And you've got to build the levels back up. Low, depleted, deficient. And some of the best ways to do that, you can look at the protein-rich sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs. They're all very good. And then also looking at some of the different supplements that can be helpful too. I mentioned 5-HTP. You can't do that and take an SSRI medication at the same time. So you want to talk to the doctor on that. But there's also there's some lifestyle changes that I want to talk about along with that. Pyridoxal 5-phosphate is P5P. That's another one. And also your omega-3s just on the supplement side. I'm not a huge supplement fan when it comes to a whole lot of brain chemistry. I think there's some good basic supportive ones that are good, but you have to change your lifestyle. So you've got to look at the root. I mean, what caused depression in the first place? And there is always a cause. So if it's maybe you lost a spouse or you've gone through a tough time in a relationship, or maybe you've lost a child, heaven forbid that, or you've just gone through some type of major emotional issue, then depression can come on. So some coping mechanisms put into place can really, really help in these tough times. So some lifestyle factors that you have to look at, you want to minimize stress as much as possible. So when you're depressed, you feel down, cutting out a lot of the excess stress, whether it's friendships or packing your schedule too much, really try to balance your life out. Now is not the time to push it, they say. Number two is talk to a therapist. You get a good pastor or counselor that you can talk to. There's something about letting out what's on the inside and just sharing that with someone in a safe environment. It's not even so much about the resolve that you come with that person, but it's about having someone that can listen, that can understand, that can put two and two together if they need to, but it's more about you just releasing that. It does wonders for your subconscious, and it does wonders for your overall health. You can also express in writing. If you're one to journal, that can be helpful too. So writing out a lot of what your feelings are and putting that on paper can make a big difference. So boosting your self-image too, whatever that takes, diet, exercise, spending more time with friends and quality time and building those relationships back up can make a difference. Stick to a schedule too. That's another one. And it's not about just being overly regimented, but having somewhat of a routine will help because it won't throw you into any kind of tailspin. It's predictable. Every day is kind of a routine. It's predictable. And that's helpful for you and your overall brain chemistry. Stay involved as well. So staying involved with your friends and keeping those good social connections is really, really important. Sleeping well is another one too that I'm a big fan of. Now, serotonin, just so you know, if it's low,
it's going to cause you to wake up every night about 2 to 3 a.m. So no matter when you go to bed, 10, 12, whatever, the circadian rhythm in the brain and the sleep wave patterns in the brain, because serotonin level, when it gets low, it doesn't let you go into that deep state of sleep, and you're going to wake up at about 2 or 3. And it's frustrating. Most people that deal with depression, if you ask them that question, they're going to tell you they wake up at that time. So getting those serotonin levels raised up and lifted up and built back up is going to help you really get into that deeper stage of sleep. And that's something you want to focus on for sure, because sleep makes a big difference in the way you feel the next day. It's proven by numerous studies and will help you get out of that state of depression that you're in. Exercise is another one. So, you know, it's one we always talk about, we hear about. But exercise, just 10 minutes a day, 5 to 6 days a week, just go out for a brisk walk, is enough to increase the endorphins and enough to support all the brain chemistry to take you to the next level. I mean, you can be in such a better place than where you are now. You really can. It all comes down to lifestyle. And it comes down to the choices that you make every single day. And you don't have to be stuck where you are. You really can go to that next level. And cutting out the alcohol is another one, because alcohol is already a depressant. It's already something that is that will depress your overall system. So it's something that you really have to look at. You know, a couple of things to think about. Depression is one of those. I really get frustrated with it because I see so many people struggle with it. We get so many emails, and we love that every one of you reach out to us. We really do. And our coaches and physicians and providers are able to take care of folks and give them answers. But at the end of the day, I don't like seeing people struggle with anything at all. And depression is something that really, with some help and some guidance, the proper nutrition, and the will to want to get well, you can really overcome it in so many ways. Just like weight loss. You know, if you get overweight, most of your lifestyle decisions have made you gain the weight. But the good news is, if you get mad enough about it and you're ready to make a stand and dig your heels in the sand, you can come out and lose the weight to get healthy again. It's all about making that decision that you want to get well, stay well, and live well. We'll be right back.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health. Now hear from Adrian, a real Step One Foods customer. Adrian explains why he became a fan of Step One Foods.
For me, if you look back at my history as far as my cholesterol is concerned, it was really hard for me to move those particular ones. After 30 days, my triglycerides went from 160 down to 100.
Now you can make the difference in your health that Adrian did. Go to StepOneFoods.com, that's StepOneFoods.com, or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, whatever it is. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. Don't forget that powerful information. Go to John now. Hi, John. Welcome.
Hey, I'm wondering what you can use for gout. And my mom's creatine or creatine levels have risen from 4.2 to 4.6 in the last month, and the doctor's taken her off of her blood pressure medication. At first, he took her off of her water pills. Now he's taken her off of her blood pressure medication and put her back on her water pills. I'm wondering if there's anything, natural remedies that can work for swelling of the feet or, you know, gout relief, and how to get those numbers lowered.
Well, with gout, if that's what we're dealing with, okay, the gout itself is basically uric acid crystals that have not been broken down, and they cause a lot of pain in the joint, whether it's the big toe or the wrist or the knee. I mean, it can show itself in a lot of different areas. And the first thing you want to think about, okay, is what can I do to break down the uric acid crystals? That's the first question you want to ask yourself. And it's a good question because breaking those levels down is a big is an important step. Now, first and foremost, what you want to look at is proteolytic enzymes because they will help get the uric acid actually broken down. You want to cut out, and of course, the standard of care right now, a lot of the standard research for gout, you want to stay off red wine, red meat, because they can stir up a lot of excess uric acid, harder for the body to break down. But if your body starts to increase hydrochloric acid in the stomach, which you can do that with red beet juice, works very well, or just eating beets themselves can help tremendously. Apple cider vinegar is another great way to go. That's very helpful and that sort of thing. So as you look at that, that can be quite helpful. Don't forget the pineapple and the bromelain that's in pineapple can help break down the excess proteins as well. So, again, a lot of fun in researching it and getting the right components of what you need to be able to break it down. But the uric acid crystals, that is the ticket. You start breaking those levels down, and you can get the uric acid level down, and that will help her tremendously. And it'll ease a lot of other issues, too. Because, remember, everything starts in the digestive tract. And when you can get the digestive tract in a good place, then many of the areas of the body start to resolve in a lot of ways. 9 bad eating habits, they say how to break them. I want to talk about those because, again, weight gain is something everybody struggles with at some level, at some point, even if it's 5 or 10 pounds. And getting your body to get regulated and get the right, I guess the best way to put it is just the right weight or your set point is a good way to go. And here's some quick tips, okay, because these are habits that people literally struggle with a lot. The mindless eating, which is where you sit in front of the television, and you just sit there and eat. You get your popcorn, you get your snacks, and you just sit there and eat. And all of a sudden, you've watched American Idol or whatever it is, and the show's already gone, and you've hammered 2 bags of potato chips. Not a good thing. So Brian Wasnick, he's a PhD. He discovered that – he's from Cornell University. He discovered that – when the containers are smaller, then you tend to watch your portion sizes because your brain, if it's preoccupied with something else like a TV show or something, is not really going to manage the portion size. So you control that before you sit down. Not that you have to stop watching your favorite TV show and eating, but control the portion size beforehand, and that can help. So another bad habit, nighttime eating, or nighttime noshing, as they call it. So going in and just not eating most of the day, stressed out, working, you come home and you're just so hungry you could eat the whole refrigerator. And you go in and it's everything. It's all the high-fat foods. And there's actually chemicals in the brain that trigger the release that cause you to do this. So one of the best ways to do that is to eat multiple meals throughout the day. And you won't really go in and have a desire to eat those heavy meals at night. And the other thing, too, that you can do at night, if you'll eat your multiple meals throughout the day, I would say about every 4 hours is a good way to do it, is at night, if you'll do a protein source, and it can be anything, chicken, fish, it could be some cottage cheese if you're into dairy, whatever it might be, a protein shake that's not soy, and then have a big handful of almonds or walnuts or cashews, that's a great way to actually get your proteins and your fats in before you go to sleep, which will cause you to sleep much better than a lot of excess carbohydrates. Cause you to sleep well, and it will support healthy muscle tissue while you sleep and promote better hormone function while you're sleeping as well, growth hormone release and that sort of thing. So just a little tip there. Plus, if you're eating throughout the day, then you won't go in and start eating all the bad calories at night. Another one, skipping breakfast. This is my little pet peeve. So talk to folks all the time, they skip breakfast. You know what? Let me tell you what happens. It's not just your grandmother nagging you when you're a little kid that you have to eat breakfast, or your mother, or whoever took care of you. It's really what comes down to the chemistry of the body. So when you go to bed at night, you sleep for whatever, 6 to 8 hours. And your body goes into a fasting state because you're not getting any food. And literally what typically happens, your body will hold on to body fat, and it will eat away some of the muscle tissue. That's typical, because you've kind of gone into what's called a starvation mode or a fasting mode. But when you wake up in the morning and you've got all these activities to do, you've already not eaten for like 7 or 8 hours. And people think, well, I'm trying to lose weight, so I don't want to eat, and I'm not hungry, so I'll just wait till lunch, right? wrong. Because what happens is, not the right answer, because what happens is when you skip breakfast, there's a hormone in the morning that's elevated typically called cortisol. Cortisol is important. We need it, but we don't want it elevated all the time. Cortisol will actually go in and cause you to store body fat. Store the body fat. That means adding to the spare tire. And you store the body fat and you destroy the brain, the muscle tissue. So if your cortisol is high, you're going to eat away muscle tissue and you're going to store body fat, the opposite of what we're trying to accomplish. So one of the best ways to avoid that is to get to a place where you eat breakfast every morning. It stops. Once your blood sugar level comes back up, it stops the production of the cortisol. And even if it's something simple as some yogurt, or if you do I like to do smoothies in the morning, so I'll do a organic protein smoothie with berries and spinach, and I mix this whole concoction up that I really like. It's just great. Or you could do eggs and berries, whatever you want to do. But the bottom line is, get something in your body right when you wake up. Now, if you want to burn some extra body fat, there's a little trick of the trade where people get up and do this. They're like 20 minutes of cardio, and then they'll eat. That's okay if you don't have major blood sugar issues. Because, I mean, the theory is you'll burn some extra body fat because you've already burned through all the glucose and the sugars. So that's okay. But you still got to eat pretty soon. You don't want to skip breakfast altogether and go through that entire morning. That's not a good idea. So skipping breakfast, big no-no if you're wanting to accomplish your total habits there. Now, another one is not getting enough sleep. So if you're looking to lose weight and you're not getting enough sleep, it actually could go in and could truly hinder your weight loss efforts. The reason is because if you're not getting enough sleep, your hormones are not having enough time to regenerate. And again, it goes back to cortisol. Cortisol levels are elevated when you don't sleep enough. So just a couple of little tips there to help you along the way. Junk food's the last one I want to talk about. I've got to hit on this one. So again, it comes down to habits. We all get in the same habits of eating the wrong kind of foods on a regular basis. If you're looking to hit some weight loss goals, take a short period of time, say 21 days. And instead of thinking, well, I can never eat ice cream for the rest of my life, I have to lose weight, don't do that. Set some short-term goals. Say, I'm not going to eat any ice cream for 21 days. At the end of that, I can have some. And really stick to it and set some boundaries with yourself so that you can see how your body is really going to respond during these times. That's what I would do. It's a great rule of thumb to follow. A lot of docs will do that with their patients. And, you know, at the end of the day, you want to get to a place where you really see some change. But these eating habits, your eating habits, no matter what you've been used to, having some good structured routine is going to make a difference. Because remember, 80% of this whole equation of being healthy is what you put in your body. It really is. So everything you put inside your body becomes your body. It really does. So don't forget, I mean, exercise is important, and I think it's a great equation. Jack LaLanne, and the godfather of fitness, he said that exercise is king, that nutrition is queen, and put them together and you have a kingdom. And it's true. I'm a little on the reverse side. I really believe nutrition is king. But you got to get your butt moving, that's for sure. And if you do that on a regular basis and you create a good lifestyle plan, then your body will respond no matter what you're dealing with. I don't care if it's cancer or diabetes or arthritis or some kind of depression or anxiety, whatever it is, fibromyalgia. The body has certain principles in how it works. And if you give it what it needs, it will perform very, very well. If it breaks down over a period of years, it may take some time to get it back. But the good news is that you can get it back. 888-283-7272. Coming up, we're going to hit some more tips on how to empower your health, how to go to the next level. You don't want to miss it. New research coming up, too, and more of your calls. I see you waiting there. Go to the website, teamlifestyle.com. And if you're looking for a lifestyle provider in your area, you can find the information there at the website. This show is all about you. It's exciting. It's about empowering your health and empowering your life. We'll be right back.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28.
By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is America's Lifestyle Coach taking the right nutritional supplements for your needs like One World Way every day in a combined manner can make a huge difference in one's health. And unlike any other whey protein in the world, One World Way is exclusively formulated with Tesla-like energetic frequencies during the formulation process, which impart properties that we believe exponentially enhance. Many customers say it brings alive the protein and nutrition, and they feel better, look better, have more energy, and are remarkably stronger in their health and in their life.
For nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com. Whatever you're struggling with, realize this, that the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's all about lifestyle and the choices that we make every single day. Let's go to Paul now on the lines. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the show.
I think that my main issues are high triglycerides, low testosterone, and low blood iron. I'm overweight, but I don't smoke or drink. I love to eat everything.
Well, a couple of things you want to focus on. I mean, if low testosterone is what you think it is, you want to make sure that's what it is, okay? And the blood testing that your doctor can do can check that out pretty much. The numbers are typically good around 5 to 550. And some docs are trying to get the numbers up, and depending on who you work with, I mean, go with what they lay out for you, but typically numbers around 5 to 600 are really good to maintain, especially in your 50s, 60s, and 70s. You start getting too elevated, sometimes there can be conversion into estrogen, and that can be, of course, an issue. But also, you've got to be a little bit cautious with the conversion of the DHT, dihydrotestosterone. That's another one, because if the DHT starts converting too much, and you start getting an excess of that, that can cause some issues with the prostate. And that, of course, can become quite the challenge. So that's what I would look at first. I mean, get that looked at. Make sure that there's no conversion. And as they're looking at the numbers, that will be able to help. On the iron, if you really want to get your iron levels up, of course, they might want to put you on supplemental iron. But I'll tell you, there's some great ways to get iron levels up. The dark leafy greens are fantastic. So your spinach, your kale, arugula, those are fantastic. Getting iron levels up. The other one is also called blackstrap molasses. Now, it's kind of old school, but it works very, very well. And the blackstrap molasses, you can use that on a regular basis, and it's phenomenal. So a lot of times, 2 to 3 tablespoons a day can be a great way to bring those levels up. So again, whole foods, in my opinion, are the best way to go as far as eating and getting the nutrition that you need. But testosterone, you can bring those levels up. Once they check the numbers and they know where they are, there's some great ways to do it. Now, I like using, of course, your fats. Keeping your healthy fats, your good lean quality proteins, but your healthy fats at about 30% of your diet. A lot of the research sticks behind that. So your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados, all of those will help keep those testosterone levels up. And what's happened is we've gone on these low-fat diets for so long that it's really lowered testosterone levels in guys across the board. So keeping testosterone levels elevated is going to be important by keeping your healthy fats up. So also maca root, which is a supplement, tribulus, ashwagandha, those are all very helpful at bringing testosterone levels where they need to be. And check your zinc levels too. Having your zinc levels checked on a regular basis can be very helpful. All right, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. You go to teamlifestyle.com. Next on the lines, we have Tammy. Hi, Tammy.
I was wondering about using yam cream as a hormone substitute for energy for women. Liquid or cream or eating natural yam, which is best?
Well, eating the yams is the better way to go. And again, the yams can be helpful with progesterone. That's what they're typically used for, and they can stimulate it. And there's a wild yam root that is actually the cream version that they use into a supplemental form. And depending on the potency of it, depending on who, you know, what product, brand, and all that sort of thing that you use, that will determine exactly what, you know, what the levels are. But that's what I would look at first. I would look at, okay, where, you know, what kind of nutrition are you really using, and who is providing it? What company? Is it reputable? Is it organic? That sort of thing. And then getting your levels checked. I mean, making sure that you need that, because you don't want to go really changing the hormones and causing them to fluctuate too much. You've got to be careful with that. So on that note, just make sure that you got a good game plan together, and that you've got someone kind of overseeing that, a doctor's kind of watching you. Don't just do it yourself. Like, don't just go to the health food store and start taking wild yam root. Make sure someone's monitoring that, because it might be a different aspect of the hormone profile that needs to be worked with. And there's a lot of other options that can do that. And until your weight is where it needs to be, that you've got your overall body chemistry where it needs to be, I mean, that's what you have to look at first, really, before you start just taking wild yam root. I'm not a big fan of doing that, by the way. And the creams, the sublinguals are actually a little bit better than the creams, and I'll tell you why. It's a little secret. Because the creams themselves, you can't really regulate how much of the potency stays in the fat cells in the skin. Because 75% of what we eat gets directly absorbed. And so the problem is, let's say you're taking the cream every day and you put it on your underarm or something, or your forearm. It's hard to regulate the exact amount that's staying in the bloodstream on a regular basis. That's what you have to be careful with. And that's what I would look at and make sure that you've got, you know, the right amount. That's why they have to do the testing and the blood testing and all, to really make sure that you're getting the right amount, and if you need it. And so I would just get it checked out and look at the sublinguals. You can have someone compound that, and a lot of the pharmacies, the natural pharmacies, will put them together. There are some great pharmacies out in St. Louis as well, natural compounding, but they're pretty much popping up everywhere. So you'll be able to find someone to do that for you. But the sublinguals are great because they're in the system, and there's not a lot of concern about liver issues and that sort of thing. So hope that helps. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Whatever you're struggling with your health, remember, if the body can get sick, there's hope to get well, stay well, and live well. Go tell one person something you learned on the show, and do something to empower their health by giving them some great information.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.